What's up? This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic. I am so glad that you are tuned into What's the Topic. Yes, I'm not even gonna attach any day to it because I know you listen to What's the Topic any time of the year, any day of the month, any second of the week. Yeah, so like I know it goes down like for real, and you actually share the shows out there and you're so love was the topic. So today's topic is going to be really interesting as you saw. Yes, we're going to be speaking about an ank. You probably don't know what is an ank. Yeah, I know. I was also like, okay, what is an ank? And then I found out what an ank is. And then I was like, really interesting. Hey, it's really interesting. The things that are out there. And yeah, like you probably have no knowledge of and all those things. So it's really interesting. So yeah, we're going to be looking at what an ank is. And from my side, I really hope that you're amazing. You've been doing great, because myself, I've been doing great. And I'm in one piece. I really hope you're in one piece. And yeah, like literally, I really do hope that you're in one piece. So before we even get into anything, yeah, you know, like before we even get into the topic itself and do the most. And yeah, like everything goes down right here on What's the Topic. I'm gonna give you an awesome, amazing jam. Yes, that is titled Last Christmas. Yeah, Christmas is around the corner, in case you didn't know. I know it seems far, but it's not that far. I mean, the year's going fast, by the way, in case you are not realizing and you're not paying attention. The year is going fast. I mean, look at it, we're already in April. Huh? We're in April, so days are really flying fast. Here's the song. Enjoy it. Do not disappear anyway. When we come back, we're going to go into the topic and dive into it.
This is Anton Kruger from Kahara River Lodge, and you are listening to Active FM.
Yeah. show has never been better.
Radio has never been better.
Active Impact Music is hot music.
Active FM radio has never been better.
Trust music is hot music.
Radio has never been better.
Hello, hello, hello. Yes, what it is, your next FM baby. Radio has never been better. Christ music is hot music.
Yeah. And radio has never been better. If you don't believe me, go and listen to the other shows and you're gonna believe me yourself. Yeah, this is your boy Fearless Eagle, still right here on Master Topic. Yeah, about to get into the topic for today, which is an ankh. Yeah, an ankh. So, what is an ankh? When I actually came across this, I was like actually interested. I was like, whoa, okay, let me actually look into this and actually find out what is it really. So, for those who know, let me know that you know by getting hold of me or sending me a message or a DM, you know, on our platforms. Or, if you don't know, do let me know that you didn't know and you just found out. Because there's some people that find out about things right here on Master Topic. So, an ankh. This is going to blow your mind away. Because I was also like, whoa, okay, interesting. So it's actually cool to know all of these things and, you know, find out, research and everything. So what is an ankh? An ankh is a key. But now, it's a specific key. It's not just a key. There's something else attached to it. Huh? So an ankh is actually a key of life. Yes, an ankh is a key of life. And this you actually find in the Egyptian, you know, your ancient Egyptian hieroglyphics symbols. So right there, if you go into your hieroglyphic symbols, you'll actually find an ankh as well. So now this hieroglyphic symbol is one that was mostly used in writing, you know, in the Egyptian art to represent the word of life, according to the Egyptians. So the word of life. And it's obviously an extension for them as a symbol of life itself. So they actually believe that this symbol represents life. Sure, that's deep. That is like deep right there. I didn't know such existed. Like there's actually a symbol for people that when they look at it, they see life itself. So that is what an ankh is. And when you look at this whole, you know, picture of an ankh, I actually looked at it and I was like, interesting. So it actually looks interesting. So when you look at the whole symbol, the ankh is actually, it has a cross shape, but it has a cross shape with a teardrop shaped, you know, as a loop in the place of an upper bar. So it looks like an upper bar, but it looks like a loop at the same time, and it's a teardrop. That is actually what it is. And if you don't know what that looks like and you can't picture or imagine what that looks like, go on to Google and actually write an ankh. If you don't know how to write ankh, it's A-N-K-H. So that is what it is, ankh. And you'll actually see the picture of the symbol that the Egyptians actually believe that it represents life itself. Really interesting stuff. Really, really interesting stuff. So that is actually what it is. And when you go into it, you actually find out that the origins of this symbol are not known. So where it came from, it's actually not known. Interesting stuff. Like they actually don't know where is the origin. What are the origins of this symbol? And you know, like there's a lot of hypotheses, you know, that have been proposed, you know, concerning the symbol. It was used in writings as a, you know, a sign for some people, representing a sequence of three. That's what they believe, you know, a three which is constant to them in the Egyptian, you know, tradition or whatever you want to call it. So that's actually what they believe, and this sequence was actually found in several Egyptian words. So, yeah, steep, steep. Now, when you go into the words, it was actually found there, including the words meaning, you know, mirror, flora, bouquet, you know, and life itself. So, sure, interesting stuff, eh? Interesting stuff. So, the symbol itself often appeared as a physical object, you know, representing either life or substances such as air or water, you know, that are actually related to it. So that is actually how they use the symbol. And when you saw the symbol, you actually knew this is what it means, this is what they're saying. And it was especially commonly held, you know, in the hands of Egyptians. So they would actually hold it, you know, in their deities. So you actually see those things like in their arts, you know, the drawings and all the stuff on the walls and all those things to communicate to other people. And yeah, like that's actually they how they portrayed it and everything. And this was actually given by them to the Pharaoh. That's what they believe. They believe it was given to them by Pharaoh to represent their power to sustain life and to also revive human souls in the afterlife. So they believe that this symbol has the power to sustain life and revive human souls in the afterlife. Really interesting stuff. So I was like, whoa, okay, this is actually cool to know, and it's cool to study, and it's cool to actually find out what it means, you know, and all those stuff, because like these are foreign things. It's not like you see them every day, or when you go to school they teach you this. Like I never got taught this in school. I actually found out about it when I was like, okay, what are we going to speak about? And what's the topic? What? I just saw a topic that's called an ankh. What is an ankh? So that's actually what happened. And then I went to do research and everything. Then I saw this. I was like, interesting topic to speak about. So the ankh came into, you know, your widespread use in the Western culture. That's actually when it came. So in your year, you know, your 1960s. That's actually when it came into, you know, existence and everything. Okay, in fact, it was existing before that, but it got the spotlight in those years. In that specific year, that's when it got the spotlight. And, yeah, it is now used as a symbol of African cultural, you know, identity. And you get also other belief systems and the god, you know, subculture. So they actually use this thing. And it's really interesting to see what's actually happening. So if you don't know what is an ankh, make sure you go and check it out and look at how it looks. And you'll actually be amazed. Because, yeah, it's probably something that you didn't know. But before I even get more into the stuff and let you know what is cracking and what is happening in the topic itself, I'm going to give you another jam by God's Warrior. The title of the song is called Your Name is Holy. Yeah. Enjoy.
You give the light that shines so bright. You gave life to every little thing. I want to praise your name. Out of the dark into the light. In your eyes I see.
Thank you.
I know you enjoyed it. I know it was amazing. Yeah, it was on another level. But now I want to speak about my side. You know, obviously we got an ankh that for the Egyptians, it actually represents, you know, life itself. And they believe, you know, an ankh, you know, has a lot to do with life. And they, like, if I look at it, to them, an ankh is actually equivalent to a god. Because that's life itself. Like, if you actually come to my side, you know, you as a Christian, you got God, you know, and God is the one that gave you life. He's the one that actually put you together, you know, he's the one that created you. So to them, if they're in the presence of an ankh, they're actually in the presence of a god. That's how they see an ankh. But now, it's crazy because it's a symbol. A symbol can't create you. I mean, does a symbol give you life? It's a question. Does the symbol give you life? The symbol doesn't give you life. It's like you saying that a house, you know, a house was created by a vehicle. You know, that's just a stupid example, but it's equivalent to that. It's like you saying that, yeah, a house was created by a vehicle. So it's equivalent. That's actually what you're saying. You were created by a symbol. That's what you're created by. Like, if it's life, that means an ankh has the power to bring life, give life, and take life. I mean, you look at it, that's what they said. If you have an ankh, you're able to bring back humans, you know, revive them back. Revive human souls back, even after life. Sure. So, it's actually deep. Now, if you actually sit down and examine the whole situation, they're actually saying that it goes as far as eternity. An ankh can actually hold your eternity. Yo. So if you have an ankh, you actually have eternity. Someone else's eternity in your hands, so you can revive them. Sure. Bring them back to earth. That's deep. That's deep. Right there. Yeah. To me, that looks like they're making it their god. They made it their god, and yeah, that's how they live their lives and everything. But yeah, that was obviously your ancient, you know, Egyptians and everything going back then. That's how they lived. Now we got our different types of ankhs, you know. Yes, it's not an ankh, doesn't look like an ankh, but it's equivalent to an ankh because someone decided that it's gonna be the way of life, and yeah, place it there. And they believe that it's the way, and they want to stick to that, and bam, they're all out for that. So there's all these different things that, yeah, people have placed into their lives, and, you know, they stick to those things, and they, yeah, live their life according to those things. But for myself, I actually want to tell you, like, seek God, seek Jesus, and actually get to know Jesus, because from you getting to know Jesus, you're going to get a lot of secrets that you're going to discover of life, eternity, everything. And you will never be in a position where you're not satisfied, at peace, you know. You'll receive God's peace. That's all I can say. So, yeah, it was awesome, you know, looking into the whole situation of the symbol, you know, the ancient Egyptian symbol called the ankh. It was awesome doing research and actually doing a show on it. But, you know, time goes and it's against us and everything like that. So I have to love you and leave you. I've gotten to that point where now I need to do the most. So this is VLS Eagle right here saying peace out and God bless. Take care of yourself. Make sure that you get someone else exposed to the show. And yeah, get them to be part of the Active FM family. Yes. So if it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good evening to you, good evening. If it's good night to you, good night. Now you can actually go and sleep. So peace out. And God bless. Fearless Eagle appreciates the fact that you have been listening to us the topic until this very moment. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Enjoying the Active FM show? Well, then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM777. facebook.com/777, as well as YouTube at Active FM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
Cutaways.
Jesus, y'all be capping down. Sell your soul for a mention and a little play. While these cats still dying by some J's, I just wanna see some change. I just shoot my shot, feel like Kobe White. Jersey on, but I write, I just know I'm hype. No, not a hype beast, I just had an iced tea. We just move off like G, asking if we clout chasing. No, that's not likely. Got that faith, we hold tight. You a one weaker, we just Nike. Never switching up, check my ID, don't try me. All these rappers belong to White Keys.
They tryna hit us for the club, so we gon' kick them out the way. She kinda cute and she look awesome, hey, little boo, yeah, she my bae. Shit, my bae. I got, 10 reasons y'all don't need nothing.
Thought I'd come this far, from the bottom to the top, my destination, to the stars, hopping in spaceship, take a vacation, yeah, gotta stay patient, never cloud chasing, yeah, you can't keep the cloud, I don't need it now, swipe out way too loud, you can't stop, what my God has called me to do right now, merely rock, all the negative energy and thoughts, silly thoughts, demons from my past trying to make me fall, oh yeah, purpose of a cloud, I don't care about the amount, in the bank account, rise your count, nah. I could care less. Do this for my God and people
from
the islands, yeah.
They tryna hit us for the club, so we gon' kick them out the way. She kinda cute and she look awesome, hey, little boo, yeah, she my bae. She my bae. I got, 10 reasons y'all don't need nothing. 10 reasons that these fools got me fools fucking. Cloud chasing got me mean fucking. 10 reasons y'all been on something.
Yeah, cafe hard, meet your maker. Reverse car machinery, start double for the cheddar. Three bands, never had to cap hard. I push the grind, never had to push the life bar. I break relationships, I never wait for stream odds. Call you 49, cause you capping cafe way hard.
Whoa, no, clout, I got hella salt. And I get it, it's a noise for my car.
They tryna hit us for the club, so we gon' kick them out the way. She kinda cute and she look awesome, hey, little boo, yeah, she my bae. She my bae. I got, 10 reasons y'all don't need nothing. 10 reasons that these fools got these fools fucking. Cloud chasing got me mean, okay. 10 reasons y'all been on something.
Came up in the snag with no cloud chasing. I've been patient chasing cars, so why I spent my soul out on this microphone.